Well, the process that I've observed, and maybe I've missed something. I don't think so, but I'd rate it about a D, as in dog. You know, the harbor, we have a harbor committee that's very experienced, a lot of people involved, been around here a long time, that we're ready to do all the modifications, do the new plan, and instead city council decided to send it up and have some people up in Fairbanks take care of that for us. And what they've come back with so far has just been unrealistic. The questions, the comments that they ask of folks clearly shows they've got no relation to the community, and they really don't have anything that they don't really know what's going on here. So it could have been done, in my opinion, by the Harbor Committee that offered. We'd be done with it right now, to be realistic, and to be what the people of Kodiak and the users need and want. Well, obviously, the biggest priority, I think, for everybody is finding the funding for Dog Bay. And after that, there's quite a few upgrades. I guess you'd have to call them things that we've asked for 40 years that would make the harbor much more usable for the fleet in a variety of ways. A dock that you can drive down without having to go hire a crane. A dock out there just free floating by itself that you could drive up to and unload your gear and work on it, put it back in the boat, and drive away. Harbors all over the state have had them for years and years and years, forever. And Kodiak never has had those types of things that make the harbor really usable. So that's a big deal for me. And I've been part of the harbor as a user for 50 years. And so I do have quite a bit of frustration with what hasn't happened and priorities that seem to be a little misplaced.
Okay.